Dot org. Later in the week, I caught up with Gary Oppenheimer, founder of AmpleHarvest.org. Let's listen in as we hear Gary's innovative ideas for connecting local foods with food pantries across the country.
Tell us a little bit about Ample Harvest. It's a very interesting word, and also the tagline, sharing your garden bounty with neighbors in need.
AmpleHarvest.org spawned from my involvement in a local community garden here in northern New Jersey. When I took over the management of the garden, I had learned that people were leaving food, excess food in their garden plots late in the summer. They were going on vacation. They had more zucchini than they could use. Maybe they were getting bored, and food was being left to go bad in the garden. There are 200-plus food banks across the country. These are large warehouse operations. These large warehouse food banks turn around and get food to the local food pantries that are in 33,000-plus churches across the country. It's the pantry that the people who need food assistance actually go to. The problem is that the delivery cycle, the food getting from a food bank to a food pantry, maybe once a month or twice a month, and that was the problem. If there's a food drive and your fresh tomatoes were going to a regional food bank and sitting there for 2 weeks and then getting to a food pantry, that time delay meant that the tomatoes would no longer be edible, or certainly they wouldn't be appealing, and the same goes for other produce. So the problem was a time issue. The problem gets solved by simply having the food not go to a regional food bank but just go to a neighborhood food pantry. So by doing that, food could be harvested this morning, taken to the pantry today, and given to the pantry clients this afternoon. The clients of the pantries actually get food fresher than you and I can buy in a supermarket.
Right. It's such a simple concept if you think about it. You have extra food, find a place locally where you can drop it off and deposit it. Tell us a little bit more about how did this start working in your own life. How did you go about finding a place for where you can donate locally?
I had actually, a few years before I became the director of the garden, I had had a rather prolific year in my own garden. I had upwards of 40 pounds of extra food. I'd reached the point where my wife was saying, no more in the house, is way too much. I knew there was a battered woman's shelter here in the town. And I went to the shelter and I said, would you like this fresh produce? I had two shopping bags of peppers and cucumbers and zucchini and tomatoes, and they were happy to take it. And the woman who answered the door, she was a client at the shelter, had said something that stuck with me. She said, thank you very much. Now we can have some fresh produce. And it stuck with me. It's a very weird thing to hear somebody say. And I was wondering, as I'm walking away, what, they only have canned produce? The following year, I also had a very good year in my garden. I went back to the same place. The same woman answered the door, and almost the exact same comment spawned from her. So I became aware that places that were helping the needy, and at that time, I didn't know a food bank from a food pantry or anything else, but that all they were getting was canned produce. And so it became very obvious in my mind that these people are just getting canned food, and from a health perspective, I know that's not good.
As you've been doing your work, have you found that a lot of local pantries are equipped and ready to handle fresh produce?
That's a really great question, and that is one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of pantries. They think they are not equipped for handling the produce. The model I built into AmpleHarvest.org means that every pantry is able to handle fresh produce, and here's the reason why. When the pantry registers themselves on AmpleHarvest.org, and by the way, it's important for the pantries to know this is absolutely, totally free. It doesn't cost them a penny. But when they register on AmpleHarvest.org, they're going to put in their listing the day or days of the week and the time or times of the day they would like the gardeners to come. Therefore, if they tell the gardeners to come a few hours before the clients come to pick up the food, the fresh produce comes into the pantry, sits on the table, and goes out a few hours later. No refrigeration is needed whatsoever. I mean, obviously things like potatoes and onions and carrots really don't need refrigeration. Other foods like lettuce and other things you might want to put in the refrigerator, you need that if for several days of storage. For an hour or two of storage or overnight, you don't need it. So really, pantries can tell the community, we'd love to have the gardeners coming on, I don't know, on Saturday morning from 9 to noon. The gardeners do their harvesting that morning, so it's freshly harvested. They bring the food to the pantry Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon the clients are coming in to pick it up. The food has never touched the refrigerator, meaning all the pantry needs is a table to put the food on and nothing else, no refrigeration and no storage. The whole issue that is a whole number of issues have been solved by simply making information available from the pantry to the community. So the answer is what pantries think or were concerned was an issue actually gets eliminated as a problem.
That's really excellent and helpful. Tell us why food for you in particular. Why of all you mentioned it a little bit at the beginning, but why specifically food out of all the other things that you could be about?
Let me start by saying I hate waste. I don't like wasted time. I don't like wasted money. I don't like wasted energy, emotions. I really think that you've got a very limited time here on Earth, and you really should make the best of everything you got. And if you waste any of it, it's just a lost opportunity. As I said, my parents were immigrants from Europe, and so I grew up with the awareness that you don't waste food, and that just has always stuck with me. So And frankly, as somebody, I grew up in New York or a New York environment, you see people who are hungry all the time. So you're aware of the fact that there are people who are not eating or eating well. And when you have food, and especially when you have an abundance, you're sort of very much aware of the fact that you are in a position to do something about it. And food becomes the interesting thing for people to donate. And here's the reason why. There are many, many people in America who, because of their economic challenges today, can't donate money to a charity. They just don't have enough money to donate the extra money to a charity, no matter how worthy. On the other hand, they have a backyard and they're growing tomatoes or whatever they're growing. That has cost them next to nothing. They go to a store, they buy a packet of seeds for a dollar or two. They grow their food. They have tens or hundreds of dollars worth of food growing in their backyard that was created from a dollar or two worth of seeds. In effect, what they've really done has been to create wealth, really. I mean, they've really taken a few dollars and invested it in the ground, and they've now got this wealth. This is something they can easily give away. There's almost no other charitable thing you can do that way, because anything else involves giving time or giving money, rather. So this is something that anybody can do. It's easily done, and everybody needs food. It's something you need as a daily sustenance. And also, as a society, when you don't have either adequate food or you don't have the good food you really need, the entirety of the society suffers. If you're sending children to school who are undernourished or malnourished, they're not going to study well, that hurts you down the road. If you're sending people into the workforce and they're not eating well, the workforce suffers. So the society as a whole is fueled by the food that we eat. So the better the use of the food that we have and the better quality of the food that we make available, the better the whole society actually is. The New York Times, and I should say one other thing caught my eye, in I think it was 2008, Bill Marsh, who was a photographer of the New York Times, had assembled a photograph he created of a map of the United States made out of food.
Right.
And the map showed the food that was lost in America by a family of four in 1 month. It was about a pound a person a day. And that stuck with me. That just stayed, you know, an immense amount of lost food and lost opportunity. And here it's anybody in America who grows something has an opportunity to do something about it. We keep telling them you can reach into your backyard instead of your back pocket to help your neighbors in need. Food is that one magical thing that you can donate that can change your community, change the society, and doesn't cost you pretty much anything.
And you have a picture actually up on the site of that wasted food, and we'll be putting it up next to on our site as well and linking it. It's staggering when you look at
yes.
food waste. It really it's visually impactful.
Yeah, 40% of all the food in America never gets consumed. And that 40% number, and by the way, the numbers that Bill Marsh was using in that picture, none of that was including the backyard food across America. That's a whole separate supply of food that nobody ever looked at before in terms of feeding the country. Now we have the opportunity to do it. AmpleHarvest.org has put in place an infrastructure at near zero cost, I might say, that allows people across the country to get food into their community at no cost to themselves and no cost to the community.
Why do you think folks waste kind of this extra food? I mean, any thoughts on that, and just in terms of busyness, or if we have this?
Some of the lost food is not waste, and I want to be clear about it. Some of it is lost in processing. Some of it is lost because rats got to it or vermin or something. But people do waste an immense amount of food. I suspect that when you have a lot of something, it's easy to waste it. If I was a billionaire, it's really easy to spend money like there's no tomorrow. Much of it would be wasteful. If I had very little money and I was counting my pennies, every penny would count. I think it's the same thing with food. If you're in a society where you have a lot of food, and we do have a lot of food, it's easy to waste it. You go to a restaurant, you're given servings that are much larger than you need and certainly much larger than many people want, and much of your plate of food goes back. You go to a cafeteria in a school, a lot of food goes back. I mean, this happens all across the society. We waste the food. And you know, there are issues that go beyond what AmpleHarvest.org is doing that other people have written about and spoken about food waste. But it's very clear that we have a lot of food, and therefore we don't feel the need to conserve it, and that's the problem, because a lot of people who need the food therefore don't get it.
Right.
And AmpleHarvest.org is trying to close that gap a little bit.
Close the gap. Oh, that's really tremendous. Looking at the map here, are there particular call-outs for areas of the country where you're looking for more registration, any region that's been a little slower than others?
Yeah, and there's been a very interesting challenge. For anybody who goes to the AmpleHarvest.org website, you'll see a salmon-colored box on the left, and you'll see a little map of the United States or a number next. If you click on that, you'll actually see our national map of registered pantries. The eastern half of the country, really good coverage. The northern reach and the Gulf and the Pacific coast, very good. The southwest and the central part of the country has a lower density of food pantries registered than we would like and than we expected. To be blunt, I don't know why. We've spoken to other people. Nobody quite seems to know why. I don't think it's a cultural issue, but it's an area where many, many, many more pantries should be registered. If you look at a state like South Dakota, for example, not that many pantries are registered there. There are plenty of hungry people in South Dakota. There are plenty of pantries in South Dakota, but the word hasn't gotten, or the people haven't yet moved on it. You look at other states, in the state of Iowa, for example, they've done a concerted effort to get all of their food pantries registered on AmpleHarvest.org. As a matter of fact, I sometimes tease my friends in Texas. You know, here's a state that you can have a 12-month growing season as opposed to Iowa. And I tell them the folks in Iowa have got 10 times more pantries registered per capita than Texas does. I think anybody who belongs to a church that has a food pantry should go to the food pantry manager and simply say, listen, there's this program I heard about. It's called AmpleHarvest.org. You can get free food from the community. You should sign up for it today. It's going to take you 30 seconds to sign up. You don't need refrigeration. You don't need money. You don't need the internet. It's a no-brainer.
Right, right. No, in many ways it is. And you're really facilitating a connection between folks who are creating an awareness of folks, you know, I have extra, I want to give, there's a way I can do it that's simple, and that you're facilitating a connection that otherwise people wouldn't necessarily have the time or even the mental space to fully get there on their own.
You're correct. And I should point out, some people raise questions about what if somebody gets sick. The federal government has a law that was signed by President Clinton, the Emerson Food Safety Act. That's not the full name. But basically, it indemnifies you. If you donate food to a food pantry and somebody were to get sick, not because of something you did wrong, you're not responsible. I'll give you an example. Let's say I harvested potatoes, and I put them in my kitchen. They're next to a bowl of peanuts. There's nothing wrong with that. I then take the potatoes, and I take them to a food pantry, and somebody at the pantry who's very, very allergic to peanuts gets sick. It's really unfortunate that's happened, but I'm not legally responsible for their illness. I didn't do anything wrong. So the federal government has protection against that, and many states have even higher levels of protection. I should also say, by the way, that in many places, and you need to talk to your tax person about this, you can actually get a tax write-off for donating food to a pantry. But I'm not an accountant. Talk to your own tax advisor.
That's very, very helpful. But tell us about, you talked about some of your personal stories. What are some of the stories and success stories of food pantries that have really taken this to heart, or local communities that have really taken this to heart?
I get stories in two different flavors all the time. Some of them are emails that come in from people who are saying, and these are, I have to tell you, they're gut-wrenching stories. I'm unemployed, I'm pregnant, my husband's not able to work, I've got, we have no food in the house, can you help us? We get lots of emails like that, and to be blunt, we can't help those individuals. We send them directly to either United Way or to the National Hunger Hotline. Those are the organizations equipped to help those people. But on the other hand, we also get emails and notes that come from the food pantries. And by the way, I should say one thing. In many communities across the country, they're known as food pantries, food cupboard, food shelf, or food closet. So in some of the places where your listeners are, those other terms may be what they're going to hear instead of a food pantry. We get emails coming from them all the time talking to how beneficial AmpleHarvest.org has been. I'll read you just one. This is my favorite. This is from a food pantry in California. Within 1 hour of registering this food pantry in AmpleHarvest.org, I received a call from a family of four with 10 orange trees. I spoke with the mother of the family, and she said that until she'd heard of the AmpleHarvest.org, her family had been spending time clearing up rotting fruit off the ground. Now her family can spend time harvesting the fruit to give to low-income families in their community. Since speaking to her, she's dropped off 8 large bags of locally grown oranges. That's just one of many examples.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, this is across America. I mean, this is not just somebody with orange trees. People with apple trees. You have people who are, you bought a house. There are a bunch of apple trees. How many apples can you eat? There's only so many. You can make some apple pies. The rest can be going to people in the community. We did an informal email survey with a bunch of the pantries last August, and we had 460 some odd responses. Over 700,000 pounds of locally grown produce was received at the pantries at that time. And mind you, at the time we were 15 months old, brand new, and it was in the middle of the harvest. So
wow.
We know the food is out there. We know the model is right. We always know that AmpleHarvest.org can be improved and made better, and we're working very hard at that. But the opportunity for hunger to be diminished and the nutrition in America to be helped is clearly there. And again, on top of that, there are significant environmental benefits that come out of it also.
Now, if I'm an individual who lives in an apartment, or let's say, I don't have a lot of fresh produce or it's the wintertime, is it still, just to ask the question, and it may be kind of self-evident, but is it still all right just to go to your local grocery store, get a few items, and drop them off?
I'm going to give you two answers. Number one is, even if you're in an apartment, you can grow herbs on your window shelf, chives,
right,
mint, parsley, those can go to a pantry. You can grow upside-down tomatoes on your terrace maybe, those can go. So on the one hand, even people in a suburban or urban setting, if they want, can grow food for themselves and their community. AmpleHarvest.org has a free iPhone app and a free Android app, obviously called Ample Harvest. And those were designed so that if you do go to a grocery store or maybe a wholesale or something, and you get they announce tuna fish really cheap or cornflakes, whatever, you can go use the app to find which pantries in your community really want canned food or really need maybe paper goods. You can buy the food and then use the app to actually know which pantry to take it to. So while our target has been getting food from people's backyard gardens across the country into food pantries, people are also using ampleharvest.org to get store-bought items into the pantries. And I've got to tell you some of the more interesting things or exciting stuff. We're starting to see hints of industry taking advantage of it. I got an email this morning from a major bread manufacturer in a country in America. I won't give you the name, but let me just tell you it's a major name that you'd recognize in your supermarket. And the email said that they had extra food and let me read this. I'm looking for somewhere to donate short-dated bread and rolls. Can you advise how we can do this? This is coming now not from a homeowner, but from a place that makes loaves of breads and pastries and they're normally sold in supermarkets. So industry is starting to recognize that ampleharvest.org can help them in that way, too. I'll also tell you that we know of at least one insurance company, which you may be scratching your head, why would an insurance company use ampleharvest.org? When a truck is taking us food to a supermarket, and if the truck is involved in an accident, the supermarket will not take any of the food. It all goes to a landfill.
Right.
At least one insurance company we know of now, and hopefully more that we don't know about, are using ampleharvest.org to find food pantries near the site of the crash to offload the undamaged food so that it doesn't go into a landfill.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're really pressing home the point that there is no reason in America today that anyone should go hungry, given the amount of things that a society could be done. And this is just one very encouraging story of facilitating that connection.
Help ampleharvest.org in their own community. And if people go to ampleharvest.org/ways to help, a page will come up giving information about what you can do in your own community in terms of getting pantries registered, in terms of getting flyers put up at garden shops and nurseries, in terms of reaching out to the media, so that any individual in any community in America can become that one spark that changes the food system in their own community and changes it permanently. So this is something where anybody, whether you're in a big city or in a very, very small town, can be this spark that makes the change in ways that previously they probably couldn't have done so in terms of health, nutrition, and again, the environment. I want to focus on that just for a second. Ampleharvest.org reduces the waste stream. It reduces the carbon footprint at the food pantries and reduces methane emissions at the at trash dumps across America. It is so beneficial to the environment that the EPA is using ampleharvest.org as a resource. So people can help both their neighbors and they can help the earth simultaneously.
Thank you for listening to the Creation Care Radio Hour. We'd like to urge our listeners to join our Mercury and Unborn campaign. Did you know that up to 1 in 6 children born in the United States are born with 2 high levels of mercury toxin in their blood? The largest source of the domestic contribution to this mercury toxin is from coal-fired power plants. Do your part to end mercury poisoning today by visiting creationcare.org and signing the Mercury Pledge.
And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in that on that cross my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thank you.
thank you